Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Tesma Beis discusses the dinim of a bama, and the Mishnah says ain bein bama gedayla bama katana. There's no chiluk between a bama gedayla and a bama katana ela psachim, except for psachim. So there's two types of bamas. There's a bama gedayla, which was the main bama that was in place of the Mishkan or the Mikdash before the Mikdash was built. So l'mashal, the bama that was in Naiv or Givin, that would be a bama gedayla, and then a bama katana is a the private mizbech that every person is allowed to build in his backyard, that has a din of bama katana, and the only chiluk between them, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, is a karban pesach. A pesach is a karav in a bama gedayla, not in a bama katana, and the Mishnah ends off the really kosher need of a need of karav bama, v'chosh eno lo need of a need of eno karav bama. Anything which is need of a need of, anything which is an adava, you could bring it as an adava, can be brought in a bama katana, but anything which is a chayva cannot be brought in a bama katana. So it's clear from the Mishnah that a Pesach could only be brought in a bama gedayla, not a bama katana. The question is, that's lagabi Pesach, the regular carbon Pesach. What about Pesach Sheni? What is the din of carbon of a Pesach Sheni? Is that kosher by bama gedayla? Is it kosher by bama katana? Maybe it's kosher only in one of them, neither of them. That is not clear from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Melech has a shaila in the beginning of Hilchos Carbon Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and he's mesubik about it. He's mesubik whether a carbon Pesach Sheni is kosher bebama katana or not. He says, on the one hand, we could say that it's not kosher bebama gedayla because it's a carbon yachid and it's possible bebama gedayla. Mitzad Sheni, it might be possible bebama katana as well because it's a chayva. Maybe it's possible bebama katana. And he ends up saying that he would think that it's kosher bebama gedayla, but it's possible bebama katana, because we treat it sort of like a Pesach Rishon as a din of a carbon sibur, even though it's brought by a yachid, and it would be kosher by a bama gedayla, not by a bama katana. That's how he's knighted to say over there. The Acharnim bring a very nice raya that a Pesach Sheni is pasul in a bama katana from the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Yudal. The Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Yudal is discussing the dinim of a carbon which is brought shloi l'shma, that is pasul, and the Gemara over there makes a statement that there is no carbon which is pasul shloi l'shma by a bama katana. Why is that? Because the only carbon which is pasul shloi l'shma is a pesach and a chatas, and you can't bring a pesach and a chatas by a bama katana because it's chayvus, it's a chayva. You can't bring it by a bama katana, and therefore you have a raya from there. So the Achanim say, the Makar Baruch brings this raya. He says, if you hold that a pesach sheni is kosher by bama katana, then you have a case of a carbon pesach which is pasul shloi l'shma, because a pesach sheni would be pasul shloi l'shma like a regular carbon pesach. And if it's kosher b'bama, then you have a carbon which is pasul shloi l'shma by bama. So from the fact that the Gemara says there is no carbon which is pasul shloi l'shma by bama, is a raya that Pesach Sheni is not kosher by a bama's yachid. Now the Mishnah Melech does not bring this raya, and I think the reason why he doesn't bring this raya is might be because of a suffix that the Binyan Tzion has. The Binyan Tzion, and it's true, this is mesupik whether a carbon Pesach Sheni is really pasul shloi l'shma. We find that a Pesach Rishon is pasul shloi l'shma. We don't find beferish that a Pesach Sheni is also pasul shloi l'shma. Maybe the din of a carbon Pesach Sheni is different. He's mesupik about this. So perhaps the Mishnah Melech held that a Pesach Sheni is kosher shloi l'shma. So la'ilim, he could say that a Pesach Sheni is kosher by a bama katana, but that would not be a case of a carbon being pasul shloi l'shma, because the din of Pesach Sheni is different than the din of Pesach Rishon. So that could be why the Mishnah Melech did not bring this raya. Now, if you would say, if you're not mind, that a Pesach Sheni is kosher by a bama katana, I think you could use this to answer a gvaldik kasha that the Achrayim have. There's a beautiful kasha asked. This is on the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara over there says, talking about the Isser to be Mevashel or Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to be Mevashel or Karban Pesach. There's a lav if you are Mevashel or Karban Pesach. And the Gemara discusses, what's a din if you're Mevashel or Pesach b'chamei Tveria? What if you're Mevashel or Pesach in the hot springs of Tveria, not in regular hot water that you cooked on the stove, but you went to the hot springs in Tveria and Mevashel your Pesach with that water? Is that considered Bishel or not? And the Gemara says that you're Chayv. So the Cheshuk Shlem over there brings down a Gvalik Akasha. He says he heard this from a Shliach who came from Yerushalayim. When a Chacham Echad Gadol Mechachmi Yerushalayim came to Vilna, and he was there and by 1 year by Pesach, and he asked him the following Kasha. He says, how's a Shaykh? What is the case where you have a Pesach Shabishal Bechami Tveria? How is it possible to have such a thing? If you bring your Pesach out of Yerushalayim to Tveria, the Pesach will be Nefsal B'yaitse, and it's anyways going to be possible. So there's nothing to talk about Legabe the Isser Bishal. And if he says, if you bring the water from Chami Tveria all the way to Yerushalayim, by the time it gets to Yerushalayim, it's going to cool down and won't be able to be Mevashal. It takes a couple hours to get from Tveria to Yerushalayim. So it's impossible to have a case where you have a carbon Pesach together with Chami Tveria. The Pesach can't leave Yerushalayim. The Chami Tveria, by the time they leave Tveria and get to Yerushalayim, they're going to cool down and won't be Mevashal. So where do you have a case of a Pesach Shabishal B'Chami Tveria? That's his Kasha. He says many Terutzim were given on this Kasha. But if you hold that a Pesach Shabishal, that a Pesach is kosher and a Bama Ketana, then l'chor you have a pasha of teretz. We could be talking about a Pesach Sheni, which is kasher b'bama ketana. So you can make a bama ketana in Tveria and be makev your Pesach Sheni, and then you could be mevashel with this chamei Tveria, and it won't cool down, and that could be the case that the Gemara is talking about. So that l'chor would be a teretz l'fi this tzad that a Pesach is kasher by bama ketana. If you go like the tzad, like the Mishmalach, that a Pesach is pasul b'bama ketana, then obviously this teretz would not be a teretz. So I saw in the Agletal, Lachas Aifa, he brings down this kasha by Pesach Bishul B'chamit Vaya, and he talks about different terutzim. Maybe you can bring it in a thermos bottle, you keep the heat, and so on. Ayin Sham, at the end, Hitaka says that maybe you can answer this teretz. We're talking about a Pesach in a Bama Ketana, if you hold that it's a kasha by Bama Ketana. But then he ends up saying that he thinks it's more mistaken to say that a Pesach is possible, a Pesach Sheni is possible by Bama Ketana, like that side of the Mishnah Melech, and we mela this teretz would not be a teretz.